It can happen to anyone. You're about to hit channel 81 to watch Animals Gone Loco, but you accidentally hit 811 instead. And just like that, you're watching the turnip growing marathon on the Farmers Network. And you're thinking, am I paying for this channel? Oh yes, you are. Thankfully, with Amazon Channels, you pay only for channels you want to watch, including premium ones like Showtime and Stars. No cable required. So goodbye, Farmers Network, and hello, Amazon Channels.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. Happy Friday, and welcome to the Blimpy Subs Franchise Show podcast. We appreciate you stopping by and spending some time with us. Got a great show on tap with you for you today with Mike Cirillo, an area developer up in northern New Jersey who's been with Blimpy for decades. As those of you who tuned in last time know, has been instrumental in helping folks like Constantine and Gary, who shared their fabulous story last time on the show, get up and running, make smart decisions with regard to their due diligence process and opening their Blimpy location, and going to sort of get the other side of the track, the other viewpoint, the other perspective from the area developer himself, Mr. Cirillo, who helped them get off to a great start and has helped them ever since. But before we go there, a couple of housekeeping things. As you guys know, this is a monthly podcast. Stay tuned for updates and reports on who's next. First and foremost, if you are interested in the Blimpy franchise opportunity, which you certainly must be if you're spending some time with us, definitely check out the brand new state-of-the-art BlimpyFranchise.com franchise website, stock full of information that will help you make a smart decision when you're looking into buying a franchise, including the Blimpy Franchise Information Report, a document full of information on the FDD, on the brand story, on Blimpy's leaders, and a number of other items you would find informational and educational as you're looking into the Blimpy franchise opportunity. So great stuff there for sure. And always feel free to reach out to us directly here on the Blog Talk Radio podcast. You can reach out to me personally on Twitter at GRChapman5 and check me out on LinkedIn as well. Same with Mike Cirillo. So to get things started here, as I mentioned, Mike's been with Blimpy for a couple decades. He's still a young man, a lot of energy for sure. But Mike, thank you very much for spending some time with us this morning. And thank you, of course, for your loyalty and passion for the Blimpy brand.
Thank you, Graham. It's really good to be with you this morning.
Absolutely. So let's just sort of get a little bit about your story and your path to Blimpy. Sort of give us little download on, you know, where you grew up, what brought you to Blimpy, and sort of, you know, your path to being a part of this fantastic brand.
Sure. Well, I grew up in a relatively small town, Secaucus, New Jersey, which is about 15 minutes outside of Manhattan, New York, and only a few minutes from Hoboken, New Jersey, where the first Blimpy opened in 1964. I mean, I can actually remember being probably like 5-6 years old in Secaucus when, you know, so occasionally we'd have some other family members over, and there was no Blimpy in Secaucus at that time. There were only a few locations open in the area, and my parents would order Blimpy subs from a location in Jersey City, New Jersey, who actually would deliver, who would drive that distance, you know. It was probably a 10-15 minute ride. But I just remember these really, you know, and they called them giants, these large subs as a kid. And I happened to love, at the time, the tuna fish sub from Blimpy. And it was a treat. You know, back then, that was a treat. You know, you'd have you know, pizza on Fridays, or we would have Blimpy on Fridays or Saturday nights, and it just stuck with me. It was you know, just something growing up that, you know, then we just gravitated as I got older, you know, and, you know, we'd have friends over and such, or go to friends' houses. We would order Blimpy sandwiches, and you know, eventually we got our own Blimpy in town. One opened up. So it was great, and the place was packed all the time. And, you know, going to grammar school, it was a few-minute walk away. And, you know, we could go over there for lunch, We'd hang out there on the weekends. It was a fun place. It really was a fun place. And that was really part of what brought me to the brand. You know, not knowing that, you know, when I got out of school, I went into a couple different areas. I had never been in food service. And, you know, eventually this opportunity came up where there was a Blimpie for sale, and I knew it through some family members. And, you know, I just remembered all those memories, you know, going back to when I was a kid saying, oh, you know, this is a great quality product. We loved it so much. It had a following. I mean, I was one of those little followers to the brand. And, I mean, that really attracted me to that opportunity. I'd been in real estate kind of on my own, and I had owned some other businesses of my own. So I had that entrepreneurial spirit. I wanted to be on my own boss, but I'd never been in food. So the franchisee in Jersey City, the location I was looking for, gave me a great opportunity. He said, why don't you come in a month or 2 months, spend some time with me, learn the business. Okay, so he kind of took me by the hand and gave me that opportunity. Come in and learn the business first. Don't jump right in. You know, you've got to understand this. You've got to make sure it's true. And he really gave me that opportunity. And, I mean, it took off for me. It really did. So that was really what started me. And that goes back, next year will be 30 years for me when I took over that location. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You said yourself in recollecting your story there. I mean, there are a number of tri-state New York City staples. Certainly, pizza is one of them. But you know, freshly sliced subs from Blimpie. You know, being that the brand has been there and been a fixture in the tri-state for more than 50 years. You know, it's certainly a staple, a brand name, a stamp of quality that, you know, residents up there still suggest, you know, is the greatest thing they've tasted when it comes to a sub, for sure. So take us the next step there. So you come into the brand, you learn the ropes from the Jersey City franchisee, you end up taking over that store eventually. What's your path from there to becoming an area developer and helping other folks, you know, realize that same type of dream and own their own New York staple would be, or up there in the northern New Jersey area?
Well, I was in the location for, I would say, that first year, you know, working really hard, you know, pretty much 6-7 weeks. It was an established location, so he had staff there, a good crew. So I relied a lot on them in the beginning, you know, just to get my feet wet. And I was fortunate enough, too, that, you know, it was early on in Blimpie's development, and they were growing. I mean, you know, late 90s, I mean, things were really moving fast for the company. And they started a franchisee cooperative for advertising. And I loved that idea and helped, you know, being one of the first franchisees to get involved with that and pooling all the franchisees' resources together, having those meetings were real important. I found them really educational, really important to me, making those connections, networking with other franchisees. To me, it was just, you know, that next step in the evolution of me moving forward, because I saw, you know, the opportunity there, you know, that working as a team with the other franchisees was very, very important, you know, having that camaraderie, you know, listening to everybody's stories was real important, too, that, you know, hey, I have this idea, well, I already tried it, and it worked for me, or it didn't work for me, or try this, you know, so everybody was very, very open.
Yeah,
they were very open to that, and then I was approached by one of the founders to say that, you know, we have some, you know, throughout the years we have another level in the business, and it's an area developer. And what that is, you take on the role kind of as a sub-franchisor. You have the franchisor, Blimpie Corporate. You're a rung below them. You're the boots on the ground person who is going to help the franchisees You're going to find a franchisee. You're going to help them find a location. You're going to help them with the build-out. So it was another opportunity, and I had the real estate background. I've now been operating the location for over a year and was very comfortable with it. My dad had dabbled in some construction, so I knew about that. I had been in retail before, so, you know, I had quite a few of the elements that they were looking for. And I actually teamed up with another franchisee who I met at the co-op, and we became pretty close friends. And we decided to do it together. And we took on a couple of counties in New Jersey, on the Jersey Shore area. And, you know, we put everything in motion. And Blimpie was really supportive, as they always have been. They helped us put our infrastructure together, what we needed. And their support is always there. They have their team members. And it went really well. And I ended up opening a second location of my own to actually seed the area, to be a showroom, to open up a location in a new market. I did that another time after that, a third location. And then my partner, his name was Marty Cohn, who's no longer with the company, we did a fourth location in another. So we kept expanding into new territories, if you want to call it that, new counties, new open markets for the brand. And it went really well. It went really well for us.
So that's awesome. So, you know, some of our listeners may be interested in more of an area development role as opposed to a franchisee role. So I guess I'll start here. It's going to be sort of a two-part question. I'll ask the first part first. In as basic terminology as you can, how would you describe the difference between a franchisee or multi-unit franchisee and an area developer to someone who is somewhat new to franchising?
Okay. Well, the definition for area developer for Blimpie, and it is different in some other franchises or other brands, okay?
Sure.
They use different names. Right. So for Blimpie, as I mentioned previously, you know, Blimpie Corporate or Kahala Brands, who owns the brand and owns quite a few other brands, a very, very large entity, they're the franchisor. Okay, so they have all the infrastructure they need from,
yep,
you know, real estate and operations and legal, research and development, everything. We're kind of the baby model of that, the sub-franchisor, but we're tied into a geographical area. Okay, so
yep,
as an area developer, as a franchisee, you buy either, like you just mentioned, one location or multi-unit locations that you're going to own and operate. As an area developer, you're buying the rights to develop a certain geographical area, whether that's a city, a county, a state, a few states in the United States, or globally. And you take on the role as a sub-franchisor, and you're going to be the person who lends the local support to that franchisee. And that means working with Kahala Brands, working with the Blimpie brand, you're going to identify the franchisee, find the franchisee. We're going to physically help them find a location in that geographical area. We're going to assist them with negotiating a lease, okay? So we do the hand-holding locally, okay? So we're the boots on the ground for the franchisor, okay?
Yep.
Franchisee does not lose contact with the franchisor, okay? They have day-to-day contact. We have, throughout the process, there are certain milestones we hit, and we, you know, especially in the construction process, which is very detailed for building out a restaurant, building out a Blimpie, there's a lot of hand-holding there, of course, and there's certain steps that go along with it, and there's a lot of conference calls and meetings. We look for franchisees. They don't necessarily have to have that experience of being a restaurateur, but they may come from, any walk of life. And certainly if they have experience in one area that fits in, like, say, real estate, they might not need as much assistance from us on that. But we will guide them. We're there for them every step of the way. Or if they're a contractor and they build homes or they've built restaurants, they may not need as much input from us, but we're there for them. And again, after it's all said and done and they're ready to open, they get all that guidance and support from us, and we're there. Myself, my business partner, Larry DiDonato, and our team are there for all the training up front, all the training while they're getting ready to open. We're supporting them when they open and after they open. Okay, so we don't just cut ties with them after they're open. We are their support team here. You know, we're the first person they call, and we make ourselves available pretty much every day of the year to our franchisees locally.
That was absolutely vouched for on our last call with Constantine and Gary, talking about, you know, just how available you are, and giving you kudos for the great job that you and Larry and your team do. So let's dig into that on a more granular level. So, you know, obviously what you're speaking to for our listeners out there. So, you know, Mike, Larry, and the other area developers in the Blimpie network are, you know, offering up a unique and high-touch level of support that not all franchise systems have. Of course, you know, Kahala, the parent company of Blimpie, operating as the franchisor, delivers, you know, excellent training and education and marketing materials, et cetera, you know, that are an excellent level of support for all franchisees. But with local area developers, that's taken even to a higher level with the boots on the ground,
right,
high touch, personalized approach. So that's phenomenal.
That's right.
I guess I'll get
like
more granular.
Said,
go ahead.
Yeah, there are other franchise companies out there that don't have that extra layer of area
developers. That's right.
So
that's right.
If you need to, yeah, and I've come across this, you know, in 30 years, speaking with other franchisees from other brands, and they were, you know, amazed that, you know, Kahala Brands and Blimpie has this level, because they only deal with a franchisor, and, you know, good or bad, you know, if someone has to, if they're not local, if the franchisor is in California and you're a franchisee in New Jersey, you know, if someone has to get on a plane, you know, that could be a real difficult situation. So,
yep.
Yeah, it's that extra level of support and guidance that we offer that some others don't. They really don't.
No, there's no question. You know, as it comes to the example with Constantine and Gary, who you recently have got up and running and are lending a lot of support to with their co-branded location, I guess let's go this direction. Start first by, you know, sort of giving us your perspective. Constantine and Gary shared their fantastic story and the things that they've gone through, the positives, the negatives, their optimism about their location and a few of the challenges they faced along the way. Sort of as the area developer here, give us your viewpoint, your perspective on, you know, why they're a good fit to be a franchisee and how their process has gone so far.
Well, the biggest asset that I had seen in Gary and Constantine, aside from Constantine having worked at that Blimpie location for a number of years, and then went on, you know, when he was younger, and went on to do something else, food service related, their enthusiasm, okay, they were so pumped up to take over this restaurant, this Blimpie location.
They are.
You know,
who?
Yeah. Oh, and
listen to the last episode. They
way.
Are very excited about it.
Oh, they are so thrilled with the brand. I mean, again, Constantine came from a little different place in that, but you know, Gary coming on as his partner, and Gary's a CFO for another company, but works in the Blimpie. You know, he puts in his time, he puts in his hours, and you know, he really loves being there. He loves that customer, you know, relation, and, you know, he just loves customer relations. He loves that people are loyal to their restaurant, and they keep building on that loyalty. I was with them this week, actually, at, I mentioned Blimpie Franchisee Cooperative, and we had a meeting this week. Actually, we held it at Madison Square Garden. It was a dynamite location, and they were there, you know. Yeah, they were there front and center, you know, and very engaged and asking questions and asking the right questions and giving advice. Now, these are guys that, you know, they're pretty new to the brand, except for, you know, Constantine's past experience as an employee there. But, boy, they just plugged into everything we offered, from you know, getting involved with the Kahala marketing team to the greatest level they can. People at Kahala all know them, and that's a great thing.
Yeah.
And we all love that. You know, I mean, you just say Constantine. Now, think of it. We have franchisees all over the globe. Kahala is a global, okay? But you could walk into a meeting, and there could be, you know, the brand president of Blimpy, the brand president of Surf City Squeeze. There could be other people, you know. And if you say Constantine, they know, oh, yeah, the Blimpy franchisee from Sterling, New Jersey. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a big company, but yet it's intimate, okay? And they've really taken this to heart, and they just, anything you can offer them, they're going to look at it. And that's, you know, you really need to be that way. Be a sponge, okay? We've got all of these tools for you, okay? Plug into them. Use them. See what works for you, what doesn't work for you. And they're doing this on a daily basis. Okay, so, you know, those are the things that might not have come out in their podcast, but that's what...
No, they didn't.
I saw that twinkle in their eyes. I saw the excitement. They couldn't wait to sign the papers. Let's get in here. Let's get this done. And I think they mentioned that shortly taking over the location, they renovated the restaurant. It was time for renovation, and they took on that challenge. And not only that, Graham, they added another Kahala brand to it. They co-branded, which is another.
Which was what? So for our listeners, you know, a co-brand is when you, you know, open up a location or design it as such, so it can accommodate two different restaurants, two different concepts in the same vicinity that is run and operated by the same owner. So which two?
Exactly.
Obviously, Blimpy is one. What's the other brand that they opened?
They went with Surf City Squeeze Smoothies. It's a perfect pairing for Blimpy. We have over 20 of them in the state of New Jersey, co-branded with Blimpy. And we've got several new ones. We have two new ones in development right now, co-branded. There's also an opportunity at Kahala to tri-brand and quad-brand, you know, depending on the franchisee, the location. These are the opportunities that Kahala Brands affords an investor, an entrepreneur coming on board. You have options. There's a lead brand, okay, and in this case it was Blimpy. And then there's a secondary brand, but that secondary brand doesn't necessarily have to be secondary in sales or anything else. You treat it as another business, and that's why they're successful with it, because that's what they do. And in the co-branding, you know, you can do things with the consumer, with your customers that, you know, other brands out there can't do, and that's, hey, come on in today and get a free smoothie, Surf City Squeeze smoothie, get a free smoothie when you buy a Blimpy sub. There's different combo meals we can then go into, and it's really cool. It's really unique to the most part for us in this market, and they've just taken the reins and they're running with it. They're running with it.
So, I'll tell you a funny story first. I was so dedicated to making sure I spelled Constantine's full name right when I was doing the description for the last podcast that I spelled Gary's name wrong. Spelled his last name with the wrong amount of T's. that's awesome stuff. Tell us about that co-branding effort and that renovation effort. They seem to suggest that you guys were able to accomplish that on a timetable that was pretty outrageous. Outrageously fast.
Oh, it was, and I'll tell you, we, you know, when it's an open existing location, you don't want downtime. You don't want to close up for any long period of time, more than what's necessary. They were really ambitious, and you know, we supported them in that. They did it in, I think it was 12 days to totally renovate this restaurant and add in that second brand, Surf City Squeeze Smoothie. So that was ambitious.
What was the time frame? I didn't catch that. The time frame was what, and how long would it usually take?
Well, typically you look at, and we pre-planned a lot of it. That's what was really put into motion that helped with getting it done from closing down and then reopening 12 days later. Okay, fully operational. Yeah. So, but we pre-planned it. So, and that's what's great about Kahala also is they have this design firms. You come in, you get a floor plan, you get your plans together, you get everything set. If there are permits that you need, you go in and get all of that ahead of time. You don't close shop yet, okay? You get your contractors, you get your bids, and we help them with all this. And they're ready to go, and you set that target date. You know, this is the day. We need those contractors here, okay, and plan it out from your carpentry to your electrical to your plumbing, in a step-by-step order. Make sure your general contractor understands this is the time frame. And I think we went over by one day. That was it. Okay, we hit
that's
one
crazy.
Little snag. Yeah, that's really crazy. The municipality was very helpful with inspections, and we only needed, a plumbing inspection. That was it. Everything else was stayed as is. For the most part, with mechanicals, such as, electrical. But everything else, it went smooth. We hit one little snag, and it cost us a day. And you know what? You're better off taking that day or two or three and make sure it's right and don't open up prematurely. And that's with any, construction project we do in any restaurant we build, even if it's a new startup from the ground up. I'd rather plan it out and take an extra week, make sure we have everything in line and everything ready, because we don't want to open up and give a bad experience to anybody. And they were aware of that. And I was there with them, and I would come in, pretty much every other day with them. And we were on the phone constantly. And, they had a good crew. Their employees, that's another thing. You've got employees. You don't want them out of work. And they paid them, okay, in this case. But you can't, you can't expect employees to hang around forever. So when it's a remodel, it's a different animal. And they were up for the challenge, and you know what? They met the challenge. They really did.
Yeah, it seems like it was a perfect storm that allowed you guys to pull that off in such an aggressive timetable,
aggressive.
Which, is them being as passionate, as committed as they are, you playing the role that, you and Larry and your team play, and also Kahala doing their part with their design firm and their resources as well. I mean, without all those horses pulling together, I don't think it would have been possible, but it's pretty awesome when you have that level of support, what you can accomplish when you're passionate and invested and dedicated yourself as a franchise owner.
Yeah, I think Constantine probably slept there a few nights. barely slept, to be honest.
That does not surprise me at all.
Yeah.
So they shared a few things with me, and I sort of want your take on the developer side, particularly since you've been there for 30 years. Of course, podcasts, radio interviews, things like this are much more interesting when they're fun anecdotes shared. So, they're already talking about some of the interesting things they've had to tackle as business owners thus far. I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but I know you have something in mind. Is there anything that's happened to you in your time as an area developer, some crazy story? What's the most, the craziest request, the, most difficult challenge, something that you received a call at 3 a.m, something you can share that sort of ties somewhat of a bow on this and showcases just how devoted you are as an area developer and, sometimes how crazy business ownership can be?
Well, trying to give that some thought. I don't know if you categorize things as crazy. As long as we have, and I've been in franchisee shoes. Like I said, I've been a franchisee for this brand four times. So, and my business partner Larry, who still is a franchisee in Newark, New Jersey.
That's right.
For 27 years at that location, 26, 27. He was a multi-unit operator as well. He had 5 units. You get those crazy calls. Hey, I'm out of bread, and you know, can you help us? And we're out of ham, and you know, we're really busy, and we've run around quite a bit, and we're happy to do it as long as we can accommodate and we can get it done. You know, we've done some really major grand openings. We always try to put our best foot forward, and you know, we have things like costumes. We have a Del E sub, the Subman costume, and we have a Blimpy Bear costume. And I've never worn one. I've been requested to wear one. I haven't done it yet, but that's probably the craziest, to say, can you get in the costume? No, I think I'm better off behind the counter helping you.
I've seen you back there. You do a good job.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, Susan from our office, though, she's been in the costume, so we do accommodate.
I can't believe you haven't gotten on me for asking you to build a 50-foot sub for the 50th anniversary. That had to be a challenge.
Well, that was a challenge, and, you know, we did that. I don't consider that crazy. I mean, that's par for the course. That's what that, you know, that thrills me. And when we did that in Jersey City. And, you know, just seeing that monster 50-foot sub going down the street.
What a day that was.
Incredible. Yeah, what a great day it was. You know, you talk about loyalty from customers. My God. You know,
oh, yeah,
line
that place was
out
packed.
The door, right? It was packed. Every location in the area was packed. People really came out to celebrate something they love. You know, it's odd when you can say, I mean, I kind of find it odd in a way that you say, you know, that brand loyalty just, you know, just thrills me. It just warms your heart. I'm doing it 30 years, and to see the response that day and subsequent anniversaries, but that day really blew my mind. People that have known Blimpy from the beginning, like, came out, and, you know, they may not have been patrons of that particular location where we had the big celebration, but they came out to help us and celebrate. They really did. They came out in droves, and you heard stories. And, you know, one of the founders was there, Tony Conza. And, you know, just he met people that he knew when he first opened in Hoboken. Imagine that.
That's right.
They remembered him from Hoboken in the 60s. So it was a thrill for him. But, you know, yeah, we get requests from franchisees all the time, and it's usually when, a couple of times. Well, the biggest memory was Superstorm Sandy. That was a big challenge, and it was tough for all of us because personally, we were all dealing with what was going on, and you know, homes destroyed and being, you know, without power, without gas, without heat. Having family members in my home, you know, we had to bring family members in, because we got our power back sooner than some of the other parts of the town we live in now. And, but, you know, just trying to help the franchisees, we couldn't get around, but, you know, most of them, you know, they made it through. We had a few locations that had some major losses, but they came back, you know, and we helped with that as best we could. That was one of the saddest situations for not only us, but for everybody involved. But our franchisees, you know, tried to get up and running as soon as they could, and a lot of them gave so much back to their communities. They really did.
They did.
I'm so proud of them. And, you know, it wasn't even, you know, an afterthought. That was like one of their first things. We got to get up. We got to get running and just help out in our community. It wasn't selfishly for business. It really wasn't. So that's one of my kind of the worst memory, but fondest memories, if you understand, you know, how I'm trying to put this.
No, no, I do. You guys came together and delivered sandwiches to people in need and did a great job. I guess bottom line there, if your franchisees or anyone with Blimpy gives you a call, you're always available no matter what time it is. And you'll do whatever is required to help find a solution that gets them rocking or helps address a problem.
And based
on what Constantine and Gary said and what I know about you personally, I know that's the case. We are about to run out of time, unfortunately. So let's tie a bow on this with, one last question. I mean, as you know, our podcast listeners are people who are interested in buying a Blimpie franchise. So, after 30 years in the business, I guess what's the first thing that comes to your mind? If I'm thinking about opening a Blimpie and I'm going through this process, what's one thing I'm probably not thinking of that I should be that would help me be successful when I do buy in?
Well, luckily, things have changed dramatically in everything in 30 years. But luckily for anybody looking to go into business, there's a lot of information. Go online, do your research, go to blimpie.com, fill out it.
Blimpiefranchise.com.
Blimpiefranchise.com. Well, yeah, you can go to the main website as well. But,
linkfranchise.com.
There's a very simple form to fill out. I think it's name, address, and email. Get more information, really digest that information, and, your information will be passed on to whatever area developer, wherever you're located. If you happen to be in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, I will get your information. We will get in touch with you. Take the phone call, okay? Ask the questions that are near and dear to you. What information you want, what you can't find online, or even if you need explanations of what you are finding online about Blimpie specific, make notes. Jot down your notes, jot down your questions. Very happy to spend the time with you. Very happy to meet with anybody who wants to sit down, have a cup of coffee or have lunch, discuss this, come to a Blimpie, and I'll tell you, take the opportunity that we offer locally here is to go behind the scenes. Okay, we invite you in. This is what worked for me. Remember I said early on, I was invited to work, and I did work for 2 months, okay, in my location. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be afforded that big of an opportunity, but certainly we're going to invite you behind the scenes, and we welcome you. Come on in. Spend a day. Spend two. Spend three. Get comfortable with it. Make sure it's right for you, okay? We want you to feel that comfort level. We want you to understand it from the ground floor up, okay, what you're going to be involved in. I think that's real important. It's important to us because then we're going to gauge how engaged you are, okay? And then we'll have questions for you as well. And we'll go through that process with you step by step. We're not. I always say this to people: we're not selling. I don't want to put a bad spin on things, but we're not selling used cars. I'm not trying to get you in that car and get you off my lot. Okay. This is a big, buying a house. They always say is the biggest investment in your life. Well, so is this, because this is what's going to help you buy that home or help you buy that car. This is your livelihood, and whether you're going to be an owner operator, or you want to be a multi-unit operator, or you want to be an absentee owner or investor, we have a plan for you, and we got to make sure it's right on both sides of the equation. So my best advice, do your homework, get all your questions answered, and we're here for you to do that, and we'll spend the time with you. Okay, we really will. Okay, I'm not looking for you to come in and say, oh, I love it, and hand me a check. It doesn't work that way. And there's a lot of information out there. So again, blimpiefranchise.com, blimpie.com, and we'll introduce you to franchisees. They're more than happy to talk to you. Okay, so that's my best advice for you.
No, that's good stuff. As we've mentioned throughout this episode, with Blimpie, you have access likely to a local area developer, in your backyard who has this type of experience, who can put you in touch with franchisees, who can give you an in-store tour and take you through what life is like as a Blimpie franchise owner in a much more localized, personalized way than most brands can afford to do. So that's excellent advice. And, Mike, as we wrap things up, I know, obviously you want anyone up there in the tri-state in that area that you serve who's interested in buying a franchise to certainly reach out to you, but I know you'd be willing to take a call from anyone interested in learning more about Blimpy. So maybe there's an email address or some type of contact information you wouldn't mind sharing with our listeners if they want to get in touch with you to follow up on what you've shared today.
Sure. I mean, I mentioned previously that if you go on the website and you fill out a form, technology the way it is, if you're in my market, I will get your information and I will reach out to you. Other than that, you know, we have an office phone number. Obviously, you can call that. It's 201-858-0074. Those are the best ways to reach us. Leave a message. I'll get back to you. But the quickest way really is to go online and because you're going to do it anyway. You're going to do it.
That's
anyway.
Right.
So go online and, you know, a couple of clicks and your information is going to be sent to me and I will reach out to you as soon as possible. We promise.
Cool. Well, we appreciate that, Mike. And for our listeners, yeah, just to follow up on that, definitely visit blimpyfranchise.com. On this podcast in the description, you have a quick link to that website as well as a link to the form Mike's talking about that would allow you to quickly share your information with the Blimpy folks and gain access to that free franchise information report that, as I mentioned, includes more information on the brand story, on the key leaders at Kahala, some industry statistics, some information from the Blimpy FDD that would be useful to you as you continue to explore franchise opportunities. But all that, again, can be found at blimpyfranchise.com. Mike, thank you very much for joining us on the Blimpy Subs Franchise Show podcast. Thanks for stopping by, my friend.
Thank you very much. Good luck, everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone out there. We'll be back next month on the Blimpy Subs Franchise Show podcast. Until then, enjoy your weekend and get ready for fall, everyone. Have a good one. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
It can happen to anyone. You're about to hit channel 81 to watch Animals Gone Loco, but you accidentally hit 811 instead. And just like that, you're watching the turnip growing marathon on the Farmers Network. And you're thinking, am I paying for this channel? Oh yes, you are. Thankfully, with Amazon Channels, you pay only for channels you want to watch, including premium ones like Showtime and Stars. No cable required. So goodbye, Farmers Network, and hello, Amazon Channels.